This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time of the year again for the UMNO General Assembly, which starts today at PWTC and will go on all week till Saturday. And so today on Current Affairs, we bring you what to expect from this year's annual UMNO gathering amid the growing dissent within the party.
What can we expect from the next UMNO General Assembly, which is coming this week?
Well, I think this General Assembly is a pretty interesting one because it comes as the issue of the cabinet reshuffle and the 1MDB episode begins to wind down. We see a challenge against the party president, Dato' Sri Najib, and we see an amalgamation of the dissenters within the party in the form of former DPM or deputy president, Hidin, Vice President Shafi'i, Dr. Mahathir and several other individuals that have been quite vocal in criticising him. I think the expectation here is to see whether or not this annual general meeting will have any kind of open speech or calls against the president leadership of the party in a way that creates further problems within the party, or if there isn't any, then whether or not the Prime Minister or the party president is able to consolidate his position further within UMNO and prepare the party for a future general election.
Contrary to previous traditions, previous years' traditions, the deputy vice presidents of UMNO are now not allowed to officiate the wing assemblies, right, as opposed to last time. Is this perhaps a way in which Prime Minister Najib and also as UMNO president is controlling the discourse happening in the party itself?
Well, I think it's not just the party president trying to control the discourse, but I think it's also the upper echelons of the entire party trying to minimize any kind of disruptions to the flow of the proceedings of the convention and thereby enlarging any group that is seen to be critical of the leadership. So there will be a break with tradition there, but it is not unexpected. I think many people in the party know that there are issues in the party and many seem to be willing to allow this change to occur in order for the party not to be split further. So you get a sense that while people may be asking questions about it, I am not sure to what extent it will lead to any kind of open display of dissent. So that, I think, remains to be seen.
Even though we've seen that leading up to the General Assembly, several UMNO groups, at least those from Johor, have proclaimed that Najib should resign. Is there any possibility that people will rally behind Tan Sri Muhyiddin in order to lead this dissent?
Well, I think there is definitely dissent within UMNO. We have seen some individuals as well as some of the divisions inside UMNO in the AGMs leading to the current main national AGM expressing dissatisfaction with the party president and by and large supporting Najib. But I think thus far, in terms of proportion, the groups that are dissenting, that are with Muhyiddin, seems relatively small compared to the rest of the party. And therefore, if there is any kind of canvassing of support and galvanization of the party grassroots structures in support of Muhyiddin, so far I think the effort has been limited or the outcome has been limited. My sense is that the party president and the rest of the leaders that are aligned to the party president are consolidating their position, consolidating their control of the party, and that if there is any open dissent or display of theatrics that is meant to embarrass the party president and the rest of the leaders, I think disciplinary action will be taken. So I guess the control over the party by the president and his men, while not total, is fairly far-reaching. And that in the weeks and perhaps even months to come, we will see further consolidation there. And any group that is dissenting within UMNO will be potentially dismissed through disciplinary action or any kind of such measures that they will institute.
Mm-hmm. And to what extent does Tun Dr. Mahathir's influence has in this General Assembly, right? Because he has been incredibly critical of Najib Razak.
Well, I think Dr. Mahathir is, a deeply respected father figure in the party. Within the rank and file, I would speculate that he is widely respected and supported by the rank and file of the members. But for this General Assembly, the participants, the people who are attending, largely delegates that are selected from the various wings of the party as well as the division. So it is likely that in order to avoid any untoward or embarrassing incidents, the party management will do their best to screen out potential troublemakers or people who may create events. But I think in terms of the impact of having Tun Mahathir attend, I think he has some presence, and I think people will look at him very closely to see what he has to say, particularly to the media, even though he may not have any floor time. But I think what is critical is what will Dr. Mahathir do after the General Assembly.
And also, the UMNO General Assembly can be seen as a platform for also national politics, right? Because whatever is discussed in the UMNO General Assembly, take for example last year, where Tan Sri Najib made a U-turn, in fact, on the sedition law and decided to retain it, it has an impact on national politics. So for this year, what sort of policies do you feel we should be looking at or paying a little bit more close attention to?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one is to address the rising or mounting public concern over cost of living issues and the impact of the slowing economy on the public, and particularly Bumiputras and Malays out there that have been in the past the base of support for UMNO. I think he will need to reiterate his commitment to assist them, to ensure that the party is there for them and will protect their economic interests. Second, I think he will need to potentially also remind them that it remains the Malay Party, the Bumiputra Party, and perhaps make even overtures to parties like PAS in order to open a new strategic direction, you know, maybe Malay unity and so on, in the face of a restive public as well as an opposition that, while fragmented, has not completely gone away. So I think he will want to show that he has plans to reinvigorate the party, to make the party capable of facing the next election, but also to try and show that it has strategies or solutions to address the impact of the economic slowdown on the Malaysian public.
And finally, we understand that UMNO President Najib has a lot of negative baggage behind him, right? Such as the allegation of the 2.6 billion ringgit, along with the 1MDB scandal that is winding on true, but still on his back. Will this affect the sway he has over the party at the end of the day?
I think the issue of 1MDB and others has already made its mark. I think for those people who believe in the allegations, they have already decided, and I think it will be hard to shake off those people with strong beliefs in those issues to part with that view and re-embrace Najib. I think that is a challenge that he has to contend with. However, there's a window of opportunity, and every year, you know, 400,000 to 500,000 young people come into the electoral market, and the view is that he will have to try and entice them, to attract them to the party, to make sure that the party is relevant, that he remains a relevant leader for the party despite the negative perceptions that have been cast about him. So I think that is the challenge that he has. My view is that he's going to use the remaining 2.5 years we have before the oncoming general election to try and turn around the negative perceptions that have built up. So it remains a work in progress. Whether it's going to be successful or not depends not just on his own efforts, but whether or not the competition, the opposition, could fill up the yawning vacuum in leadership, particularly amongst the Malay electorate, where there is no alternative leader other than Najib that is seen to be viable to lead national politics.
That was Ibrahim Sufian, Director of Merdeka Centre. I'm Azhar Fazuddin, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.